Good evening, gentle listeners. I have to disturb our usual light-hearted audio gumbo of snark, opinionated ignorance, and mildly dirty gags to discuss a serious issue. My name is Craig Runapier, and I am a gingerphobe. I did try to get into the spirit of Friday's Hug a Ginger Day, but every time I see a flame-haired spawn of Satan, I just want to taunt them until they cry with howls of mocking laughter and a shower of rocks I carry at all times, just in case. And if you believe that, I'm obviously missing my calling and universal conquest through the power of industrial strength bovine excrement awaits. First, a little full-frontal disclosure is in order. The opinions expressed here are my own and do not necessarily reflect those of Radio Live or Media Works New Zealand, which is just as well because our stablemate, The Edge, from whose fetid breakfast-time loins Hug a Ginger Day sprung, is dumb as a barbed wire merkin and twice as painful to be around. But to be fair, one thing The Edge's morning madhouse does superbly well is self-promotion. Their last stunt, Nudie Nuptials, did more to harm the institution of marriage in a few short weeks than the gays have managed in millennia. So, technically assaulting red-haired strangers for a chance to win fun prizes and be exposed to public ridicule is pretty benign, right? Apparently not. According to Christchurch father of two, Stephen Simpson, on TVNZ's equally brain-damaged close-up, it is promoting an anti-redhead message that encourages people to invade his children's personal space. Well, I can assure Mr. Simpson that I don't charge up to strange children on the street and touch them, mostly because our laws and social customs are rather touchy on that point. And while I wish a young Master Simpson a long and happy life, I regret to inform their father that kids are nasty. After 30 years, I can barely remember why I was such a fool to so many utterly inoffensive people. None of them redheads, by the way. Those devils could all kick my fat butt without breathing hard. But the one bright spot is that kids eventually grow up, or at least learn that actions have consequences. My earliest teacher was Miss Doreen Barry, who died earlier this month at the age of 91. I didn't appreciate her at the time, but her benign authoritarianism, equal parts bouncer in a Dublin pub on St. Paddy's Day, Woodhouse aunt, and the kind of glare that made Medusa such a fixture on the Mount Olympus social scene, was my first exposure to the idea that children should know their place, and they're entirely capable of becoming adults who don't let bad commercial breakfast radio break their stride.